Hi there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the television show. Nope, not yet. The radio show that gives you all the information about the Akashic Records, helps you decipher and communicate with your soul. And we talk about things about your life. We talk about things about life. We talk about things, the depths of the world that we're in, and we talk about the depth of our hearts and our souls. We don't necessarily talk about futures. We talk about the here and now. We talk about not psychic things so much as why we chose to do the things that we do, or why we have in our life the people we have or the situations we have, so that we can find greater meaning. And the bottom line is to find the basic forgiveness of ourselves and to move into our self-love in a more meaningful way. For when we find and move into that love of self, we move into a glorious place of knowing that expands our wisdom and expands our ability to look at our own possibilities. You know, one of the things that we have here many times is the short view of ourselves, and we don't really look at our own possibilities or our own abilities and light. So here on Akashic Wisdom is something that we want to take a look at that and uncover things about ourselves. And we have a caller right now. And hi there. Well, we did have a caller. So caller, if you're there, you can call, you know, if you hung up, please call back. For those people who are listening out there, we are open to your calls. If you're out there and would like to call in toll-free, you certainly can do that. Telephone number worldwide is 888-815-9756. That's the number, 888-815-9756. And if for some reason you don't want to use the toll-free number, and that's great because I have free long distance on all my phones, you can call direct at 530-876-3222. So, as we were saying, we have, by the way, you know, for those people who are a little shy and would rather not call in but would like to email me a question, I have some great questions coming in already, but you can email me, and you, by the way, you can email me tonight to put your question on the show. And if you're emailing me with a question for the show, please include your current legal name. I will not mention the name on the air, except for your first name. But if you have any other questions about the Akasha or how I work or what my class schedules are, etc., please do give a call. You can call me directly. And again, you can leave a message during the show. I won't be able to answer it right now. But my direct line is 216-691-1233. That's my private number. Again, 216-691-1233. But during the show, if you want to email me questions or after the show, anytime you want to email me, or if you'd like to get on my email list, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom. That's akashicwisdom.com. So you can just go ahead and log in and go ahead and send me some information or send me some questions. You know, we had an interesting question today via the email. The question was, it's kind of a general question. I love when we have general questions we can talk about here too. So what the question was what power or energy do photographs hold? Now, the reason that's important, there's actually an Akashic Records answer to that. So the question is that pictures or photographs, what essence or power do they hold? And there was, like, recently this particular person had was looking at pictures that she hadn't seen in over 20 years and was amazed by the impact the images had on her emotional body. So actually that's an interesting question. And one of the things we want to look at is that we want to remember is that everything has vibration and frequency, and you've heard me say this before if you've been listening to Akashic Wisdom. Everything has vibration and frequency, and at the moment that your essence, if you will, is captured on film, that essence is actually held in that photograph. What's interesting about that is that if a person, now this is actually a psychic answer, which I find interesting. There was a time where I was taught, this is before I found the Akasha, how to actually hold a photograph with the picture down and actually be able to receive and read the vibrations of the picture and the essence that were left there and do an actual quote-unquote reading on the person to help the person who's they gave me the photograph. And so my teacher actually at that time taught me how to read photographs without looking at the picture, just to read the energy of the photograph without looking at the picture, which I found interesting. And then we would then turn the picture over and then give further detail of the essence of what we got from the picture. And, you know, it's interesting because what's coming to me now, that would be interesting to do. And I would be very interested in doing that. If there are people who are interested in sending in their photographs or photographs of people they would like readings for, you could actually send them to my post office box, and that would be of interest to me. My P.O. box is 22951. And that's in Cleveland, Ohio, 44122. Excuse me. And so, so that would be of interest, very much of interest to me. If you would, I would like to actually experiment with photographs to see what could be shown or what kind of information could be brought. Invade someone's privacy, but I would be interested to see if how that would work. So what's being said here is that the photograph itself carries an essence of information that that the person almost leaves behind. You know, there are some belief systems that don't allow their followers to be photographed. For example, the Amish people won't allow themselves to be photographed at all. And I found that very interesting. Very interesting. The other thing is that you can also, I guess what's interesting to me more than anything else is that the essence of the person, okay, the essence of the person is left behind in that photograph to a certain extent. To a certain extent, that's what they're telling me. They're saying that the essence of a human being that is captured on film and those that essence can be read and looked at. So I find that very interesting. So, okay, now you have that. And that's an interesting, I'm just kind of being carried into different places here. And so I just find that fascinating. Anyway, all right, so I hope you have that information, that I hope that helped you understand that actual photographs have an interesting way of carrying our essence with them. Yeah, same way your voice does. You know, there's a lady on, I think she's still on VBS, that has a program, her name is Sherry Edwards, and she can read your information based on your voice. And I don't know if she, I'm sorry, I have to apologize, I've not listened to her show, but I have heard that she has, that she can do readings and has information about, how does it, she does information regarding illness also. Illness would be helpful. She also has, she can do a diagnosis about illness, and I find that interesting. So you might want to take a look at that and consider that the pictures that we take of ourselves or other people, you know, really are windows to our souls at the time. You can actually look into a picture of a person's their eyes and sometimes actually see the clarity of their thoughts. So you may want to take a look at that because that's kind of interesting as well. Okay, so talk to me. There was that caller. I would love to have you call back. And if, in fact, that's of interest to you, please do. And then there was another question I'm looking for here. Let me just get this to you. Okay, so let's go back to this email. Ah, okay. And here's another question. The question that's here is that we're talking about the capacity of the planet, and that the question is, what can the Akashic Records tell us about the population capacity of planet Earth? And what effect does this, does making this an issue create in our world? And is overpopulation causing weather catastrophes, etc.? I think that's a very interesting observation, very interesting type of question. Here's what the records are saying right now is that there are many man-made, human-made conceptions of what is true and what is not true from a fear-based point of view. We have to know as humans that in order for us to be open with our own information and to be able to move into our own life, we have to be very much aware of our abilities, if you will, to stay out of quote-unquote fear. That's what's very, very important. We have to be able to stay out of fear. So what does that tell us? That tells us that human beings that are on the planet now have the ability, if you will, to create their future and create their lives to the point of really moving into a space of not worrying whether or not there are enough people or enough, if there's not enough to go around. What's important about that is that when we come from a space of lack, when we start worrying that there's not, quote-unquote, enough, then we come from a place of lack, and that is what really affects our whole concept, our whole mentality on the planet. So worrying about whether or not there's enough, or that our population of people is taking something away from us, is really coming from a place of lack. And we really want to look at that and at us not doing that. So what the record keepers are saying is that we should really be mindful of the earth, really be sensitive to the earth's needs, not to be wasteful, but not to... See, there's an issue here around fear. If we move into conserving our energy and taking care of Mother Earth and stopping global warming out of fear, then we're not stopping anything. We need to stop doing our wastefulness because we want to add to the joy of the planet. We want to be able to move into the abundance and prosperity and opulence of the planet, to encourage the opulence, to encourage the abundance, not out of fear that there won't be enough because there are, quote unquote, too many people, or et cetera. So we really need to take a look at our mindset, you see. When we allow ourselves in other areas, now this is an important piece. We have to, you know, you think about the different places that we allow fear and lack to enter into our lives. It's very insidious. So if we walk around saying there are too many people, I must go green because I'm going to, quote unquote, waste energy, and if I waste energy, there won't be enough. That defeats the idea of going green, because it's like you're taking one step forward and three steps back. The idea of having a sustainable earth, a sustainable livelihood, or a sustainable environment is not... We should not do that out of fear. We should do out of joy and honor. And so the record keeper is very clear for us to begin to look at where we create or hold the beliefs of lack. Because it's our intention. When we intend to do something out of fear or out of lack, we totally negate the positive aspects of that outcome, if you will. So, again, as we do things in our life, we really need to be able to if I'm talking choppy, it's because I'm repeating what the record keepers are saying. So I apologize to you if you're listening for the first time, but I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel based on what the Akashic Record masters, teachers, and loved ones are giving me. So as I repeat it, it can be choppy. But again, what they're saying is that we have to be able to take a look and do a personal inventory as to where our fears lie. So when we do something because we're afraid that if we don't do it, something will happen, or we won't be approved of, or we're doing it, again, out of fear or coming from lack, we put in tremendous pressure on ourselves. And when we do or accomplish things from a point of pressure rather than joy, we actually encourage our own personal depression. That's very interesting. Now, I want to talk to you about depression for a moment, because what they're saying is that there's many people out there, especially in these times, that are going through a personal emotional depression, and that emotional depression can actually stop you from moving forward. And so this message here is for you to really look at the the areas, again, they're talking about a personal inventory of your fears. And then they're talking about noticing how those fears have, noticing how those fears are actually based in anger. So, for example, there's a fear about not having enough money, for example. Let's say you've just been laid off from your job, or you're worried about your job, or et cetera. So you allow the fear of being laid off or the fear of not having enough money, and that fear then turns to anger that you have to worry about it, and that anger is then turned inside because now you're angry at yourself for possibly... A lot of this has nothing to do with truth. It has everything to do with the way you're perceiving things. But you move into an anger itself because you are angry at yourself for, let's say, not doing well, and that's why you got laid off, which may have nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the economy. And then that anger itself moves into anger and helplessness around the society aspect, and that anger and helplessness then turns to depression. So we have to really be very vigilant as to how we allow ourselves or how we really look out at life, because that really moves us to a different place. So in this time, that was a very interesting question about the population on the planet. You know, the idea here is that we need to walk forward knowing there is enough for everyone. And it has nothing to do whether there's enough money. It's not about money. Easy for me to say, huh? No, I'm going through the same thing you are. Believe me. I mean, it's all around. But we cannot be focused on not enough money. We have to be focused on the various areas of gratitude and the various areas of knowing we're okay. So as soon as fear hits, we have to stop for a moment and do our personal inventory and ask ourselves the very important question of, why do I absolutely know that I'm always taken care of? Why do I know I will always have enough money to take care of myself? Why do I absolutely know that everything will turn out all right? Why do I absolutely know there is enough for everyone on the planet? Why do I absolutely know that I am always enough? And so it's those questions that we must ask ourselves. It's not even about answering them. Notice I'm not saying, the record keepers are not saying answer. They're saying ask and allow the universe to answer the questions for you. It puts you in a different place. It puts you in a different state of mind, state of being, state of receiving. And so that's the place where we have to be. We have to be in the place of being willing to receive rather than in the space of the fear of lack of getting. It's real important. I'm going to say that again. We need to move ourselves into a place of being willing to receive rather than the fear of not getting. And so that, ladies and gentlemen, is a real important space. So I would love to have you call and comment on that or whatever else you'd like to comment on tonight. And again, I'm going to give you the number. If you're possibly on a stream and you don't have the BBS numbers there, you're listening to BBS Radio, by the way. This is BBS Internet Radio, and I am Donna Fox, and you're listening to Akashic Wisdom. And the telephone number to call in to be a part of this program, to lend your opinions or ask your questions, would be 888-815-9756 or if you would like to call in on a direct line, it's 530-876-3222. So, again, this show is as good as your calls, and we really want your calls and comments to come in. Interesting that people these days are so concerned about what their soul's purpose are. Of course, you've heard me say this before. We have another question, and I hope this gal is listening in. Her first name is Barbara, and the question she's asking are questions that people all over the world want to understand. And the question is the general question here is, what is blocking me from having a healthy, loving relationship? What is blocking me from attracting a healthy, loving relationship? And then her other question is insight into the clarity of her life's purpose and what is holding her back from recognizing it. And so these are questions that the record keepers would like to speak to all of you about, because there is some general information here that's very important. One of the things that's important around attracting a healthy, loving relationship has to do with really being clear about who you are and what is important to you, and not being a chameleon in trying to be whatever the other person or whatever you think the other person wants. That's very important. Because when you are not true to yourself and you try to be what you think the other person wants, you're putting yourself in a position of stress. And notice, you're also coming from a place of lack. And that place of lack is a belief system that you're not enough. Therefore, you must manufacture or try to act like someone or something else that the other person wants. So I want you to just think about that. In other words, like, obviously there's somebody out there that this is meaningful for, because nothing comes through the records that is not meaningful for someone somewhere out there. That's always, the information comes forward in a very interesting way. And so there's someone out there, many people I'm thinking, that could identify with that. So, and we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, who is this?
Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
How are
What's
you?
What's up?
Pardon?
Where are you calling from?
Hope, British Columbia.
Oh, didn't you call last week?
I did.
Okay, great. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
And what's happening in your life these days? How can we help you?
My guys have been trying to connect with me through automatic writing, and I've been having troubles making that connection. I'm just wondering what's blocking me and what I can do to help it.
Okay, that's very interesting. Did you email me, by the way, Tanya?
I did.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was just trying to... here it is. Okay. I just wanted to get your... By the way, thank you, and I apologize for not emailing you back. I'm not going to read the whole thing right now, but I wanted to get your full name, and that's right there in your email address. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so we want to understand... So when you sit down to write through automatic writing, what's happening?
Well, I just try and, clear my thought, clear my head, and sometimes I get, my body starts to wiggle a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I will get scribblings. Twice I've done it, I've got a lot of scribblings, and then SOS. And then other times, sometimes I just get absolutely nothing. But I've also been told that they're trying to connect with me at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m., so I've been trying at those times, but not necessarily getting any further.
What is the purpose of their connecting with you with automatic writing? Have you asked them?
No, because I haven't really been able to, all I'm getting is scribblings and a couple of SOSs.
So what the record keepers want you to understand is that whenever you're working with your guidance or what you think is guidance,
yeah,
you really need and you get that the scribbling SOS business,
yeah,
you really need to ask who that is.
Okay,
and notice how your body feels when that happens.
Okay.
Is it a good feeling?
It's not like I wouldn't say like a good or a bad.
Is it? Do you feel at all anxious?
Pardon me?
Are you feeling at all anxious?
Well, see, it's only happened a couple times, and it's been a while since it has, so I can't really, you know, remember.
The reason they're saying that is that when you're talking about automatic writing, it's very important that you get clear about what your body's feeling.
Okay.
And to be aware of whether it feels good or it doesn't feel good.
Okay.
Because I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. What they're saying is that when you're working with pure spirit, it always feels good.
Okay.
If for some reason it does not feel, if it does not feel really good,
yeah,
then you need to ask who this is and bring light in.
Okay.
I'm not trying to scare you. That's not the issue.
Oh, no.
It's just an awareness, please, that they want you to understand that part of this block you think you have has, again, to do with you stepping into what you believe to be your greatness. Another part of it is that there are some times where guides can play games. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And so if you really want to get work done, you really have to say, I'm really not interested in playing games right now.
Okay.
And so you need to be very clear about who you're working with.
Okay.
And what their intention is. And why they choose 11 and 11 to work with you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, 11-11 is very nice. You know, that's a master number. But there's nothing wrong with questioning the why.
Yeah.
And there was like, when we're working with guides, we have to understand that they are, quite frankly, serving us. We are not serving them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the contract with our guidance to assist us in moving forward on whatever plan we set up prior to coming in.
Yeah.
And so it's very important when anyone is working with their guidance that they make sure that they're working with their guidance and not lower vibrational energies.
Okay.
And lower vibrational energies are identify themselves, or you can tell that they're is when they don't feel good.
Okay.
When you feel anxious, when your throat kind of gets tight, when you know and again, this is not being said to scare you or any of the listeners.
Yeah.
It's really more about be aware of who you're working with.
Yeah.
And make it clear when you start working that you move into such a sacred space that your intention is totally your intention and your auric field is filled with the intention of only contacting and working with divine love.
Yes.
And so it's really important that you put that out there, or and again, whoever else is listening that wants to work, that they want to work with the highest level of their I Am presence, they want to work with the highest level of divine creator, but whatever is light and white and of the highest is what you want to work with.
Okay.
And the other piece here is, what is your connection with Mother Mary?
I'm not exactly sure because all this, I don't know how, I can't remember how much I explained in my email to you, but this life that I'm living has just come about since about the end of September last year. Like, I didn't even go to church or anything like that. I'm not sure what my connection is.
Well, and again, this is not a religious connection.
Yeah.
This is, in other words, like I understand today is a very special day for many people, but the idea is your connection with Mother Mary has more to do with your connection with the earth and her nurturing of the earth.
Okay.
So I don't know what that is, but the record keepers wanted to help you become aware that there is a connection with Mother Mary.
Okay.
More from a nurturing mother point of view.
Yeah.
Of healing issues with the mother or healing issues with your mother.
Ah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And so the issues here of you working with your mother or working with the healing of the issues with your mother has to do with really moving into the compassion of being willing to be open with yourself and not listening to the essence of what of your relationship with your mother.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Kind of took a little while to get there, but you got it, right?
Yeah.
And so the idea here is it's really about it's about moving into forgiveness, compassion, and releasing old beliefs that block you based on fear and lack of stepping into your power.
Yeah.
Based on your relationship with your mother.
Yeah. It's funny because I've been thinking of that a lot, and my mom doesn't really know how to even communicate, so I'm like, how am I supposed to explain all this to her? And, you know, and I thought maybe I'll just send her a letter and a card because it might be too much for her to do it on, like, a face-to-face sort of thing.
Why do you have to?
Why do I have to which?
Communicate with her if you don't want to.
Oh, no, I want to communicate with her. I want to do it, but she's not much of a communicator.
No, but the issue is that she doesn't need to understand.
Okay.
There was, like, many times people want to get things straight with another person that has no capacity to understand where they're coming from.
Right.
And all it does is by the need to explain has less to do with wanting the other person to understand and more to do with the person wanting that other person's approval.
Okay.
So the issue here is it has nothing to do with her understanding you as it does with you just being willing to love her for who she is.
Right. And to give forgiveness.
Exactly.
Okay.
And to receive forgiveness of self.
Yeah.
You see, you know, many people don't understand what's happening with light workers because that's not their path.
Yeah.
It's not about whether they have the capacity or not. That's just not their choice for this lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all light beings. Right?
Yeah.
So it's really more about you being willing to receive and explain, accept her for who she is and model that.
Mm-hmm.
For her, without even expectation that she will do that for you.
Right.
And then it's also about you moving into your higher self and your little kid inside and accepting that little one inside that she didn't. Does that make sense?
I just missed that last couple of words there. I don't know if something happened over the line or...
I said what happened is, it's important that you move into your higher self and your little kid within you and do the work you need to accept her the way your mother didn't accept you.
Right, yeah.
There was like, what? So there's a lack of acknowledgement here. because your mom is not a good communicator, there's a lack of this of acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Within you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that lack of acknowledgement is also has to do with the fear of being wrong.
Right.
And that fear of being wrong is part of what's blocking you from receiving what you need to receive.
Yep, that totally makes sense.
I kind of went around the mulberry bush on that. But
you have a fear of being wrong. Even at 5 years old or, you know, 6 years old being in school, I had a fear. I would never put my hand up because I thought, well, what if I was wrong?
Right.
I never put my hand up to try an app.
Well, sure. So then how can you possibly be okay to write something for fear somebody's not going to like it?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why the forgiveness with the mother is going to be important.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot about self-nurturing and you helping yourself to move into a space of light.
Yeah. Great.
Kind of goes around, and there was like, most of this, though, Tanya, has to do with you trusting.
Okay. Myself?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the process?
Yeah.
And allowing yourself to not know.
Okay.
You know, you many times you can't figure everything out.
Right.
For example, I'm going to just bring you back to the beginning of the show. I had no idea what I was talking about. Half the time I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right.
I forget what I say. This show will be done, and somebody will call me, and they'll say, that was a great show. I loved what you said. And I'll say, what was it?
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm not conscious. My eyes are wide open. I'm in full personality.
Yeah.
But I trust the process to such a point that I move over. And that's why when I do a consultation with someone, very similar to what I'm doing with you,
yeah,
I move over, check in with them, because I have no reference in many cases. So I have to say, does that make sense to you?
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And so it's about trusting the process. In order to be able to go as deep as you can,
yeah,
you have to be willing not to know why you're saying what you're saying.
Okay.
And you have to be willing to just allow it.
And trust it.
And trust it. And then if you write it, okay,
yeah,
then you read back and you say, does this ring true or does it not?
Yeah.
And, you'll know right away. It'll either be right or it won't.
Yeah.
And it's not about being right. Rather, it'll feel good. Remember the feel-good part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Was this helpful?
Well, thank you, Donna. That was very helpful.
Good, good. I'm so glad you called in.
Me too. I'm going to keep on listening to your show. I love it.
All right. Well, I'm glad. Tell your friends.
I will.
Okay, dear.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Bye, Tanya.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, you know, folks, that's so important. You know, did you notice how we just kind of did a little circle dance here? We went round and around until we got to the core. So we go round and around and get until we get to the core. And that's what this is all about. And that's also what you're all about. I mean, how many times do you do the dance until you figure out what's going on? Huh. So now the record keepers I have to talk to you a little bit about the resurrection of the day today. When we talk about, and again, this is not a religious commentary. This is a spiritual commentary around the meaning of the day from a symbolic point of view. So if you consider that there is a day where a being of light that has been documented came to Earth, and the story, again, this is not saying that the story is true, that the story is not true, that that there is Jesus, there isn't Jesus. You know, clearly we understand about the Christed Spirit. But the reality is that we have to look at the day of being resurrected and moving to a higher level. So I would like you to consider, what the record keepers are suggesting you consider, is how can you be resurrected to a higher level of being? And what does being resurrected to a higher level of being mean for you? What does it mean to have a part of you go away or die and a new part of you be resurrected to a higher level of being? And that's very important. So if you were to do anything this week, it would be to look at the various ways your life has been resurrected to a higher level of being based on the experiences you're having. And notice how the old you, old ways die, and new ways and new information are resurrected for you. That's what would be important for you to note. So how does being, again, they're talking about, how is being resurrected in the spirit, how does that affect you? What does that look like in your life? So, I just want to take a moment and encourage you to move into that space of light, to pull your awareness up a little higher and take an overview of the day's activities for yourself, or this past week's activities, or the way your life is and the way you would like it to be. Pull yourself up to a higher level of being and observe what you feel is working and what you feel is not working. And when you observe what you think is not working, make a choice about what you're willing to do to shift that outcome. Notice you don't have to do anything. Just be aware of what it is that you don't care for. And the same thing, notice what you do like. Notice how, the good feeling that gives you and be appreciative of that. Notice that. You have to take time now to I want you to think about that. Before we go, I want to point you in a couple of directions. Number one, I want you to point you into the direction of if you're planning on doing any travel. I have lifepathtravel.com. That's LIFE travel, lifepath, LIFEPATH, lifepathtravel.com. If you need tickets, if you need event information, if you need to send flowers, if you need for Mother's Day, if you're going to be traveling to visit your mother, we were talking about moms, now's the time to book your travel on lifepathtravel.com. Great prices, very competitive prices, and check out the site because there's lots of things you can do with it. You can even send, like I said, flowers to your mother on that day, on Mother's Day. It's not too early to start thinking about that, you know, especially if you're planning on traveling. So LifePath Travel is the way to go. Also, I need to tell you that my classes have shifted, and for those people who were thinking I have to shift the classes, and so here's the way the classes are going to work. The classes are going to be on prosperity marketing is going to be on May 2nd and 3rd, and the level 1 Akashic Records workshop is going to be on May 9th and 10th. I know that's Mother's Day, but that's when it's going to be on May 9th and 10th. So give a call if that's of interest to you. So now you have some extra time and plenty of time to get those airline tickets through LifePath Travel. Again, Prosperity Marketing is going to be on May 2nd and 3rd, and Level 1 on May 9th and 10th. Okay, we're almost 5 minutes to the hour. It's 11:52 here in Cleveland. So if you're going to call, this would be the time. Don't wait any longer. But I want to get back to that question that we were talking about life purpose and what we were talking about, what was holding back. I think I kind of answered that before. And loving relationships, we were talking about loving relationships when we called before, right before Tanya called. And I think, did we complete that? Let me see. I don't know if that's ever completed. You know, loving relationships that we're just not sure about. Oh, we were talking about being a chameleon. I see, that's right. And so it's really about us being clear about who we want to be and being that person and looking for the person in our that would not fulfill our dreams so much as help us feel, not help us feel, that's the wrong word, that we would feel joyful around being. That we would feel joyful by being with that person rather than needing the person. It's really not about needing so much as being joyful that we're with that person. So here's what we're going to do. It's now almost, let's see, what time is it? It's 11:54. Oh, we have a caller. I was about to sign off. You got in right at the line. Okay, great. Who's this?
Hi, it's Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
From California.
Okay. Have you called before?
Yeah, I have. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. How's your life?
It's great. I have one question.
Okay.
What do the records say about employment for me, financial stuff? I've been dealing with this for quite a few years, and I know it's up for a lot of people right now. And is there a special lesson that I need to get out of it?
How long have you been out of work?
Well, I'm having a contract come to an end. So I've worked for a year, but before that I hadn't worked for several years.
What's the industry?
Software.
Okay. Well, again, we're not going to do future so much as what part of this what I'm getting something around here, Rebecca, has more to do with your desire for independence than your it's very interesting. It's almost like you want to be independent and you want to be employed.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the idea of wanting independence, so you're sending out, you're sending out conflicting messages to the universe.
Okay.
So one of the questions you may, in your morning meditations or whatever you do that, is that it's really about you getting clear about the essences of the employment that you want. Have you done that?
What does essences mean?
It means, so for example, the type of employment you want is to work for a company, having a great level or a total level of autonomy.
Me or the company?
No, you have the autonomy to do what you need to do in the company.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, total autonomy, all right, being well paid for your talents.
Yeah.
And appreciated for your talents. And in an environment that encourages creativity.
Okay.
That allows flexibility.
Okay.
And offers me the chance to grow as a human being.
Okay.
And a productive employee.
Okay.
And then fill in the blanks with whatever else you like. So I want to work for a company with all of it. I mean, are those things that were just mentioned for you important for you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. It's like this is a dream job title, so to speak.
What just was described to you, you mean?
Yeah, it would be great as a job description kind of thing.
Great. So in claiming that, it's not like notice that when you said that. What I'm hearing is, if only it were true.
Right, okay.
Notice the underlying belief that it can't happen.
Okay.
Do you get that?
Yes, I do.
And because it was a definite energy there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really need to really dissolve and neutralize the energy of doubt. And claim that this is what I want. This is the environment that I choose to work in.
Okay.
Which is different. It's a different energy.
Okay. Okay, got it. Excuse me.
Okay.
Work with.
Is that helpful?
Thank you so much. Yes.
Okay. We have a good week.
Okay. You too. Bye bye, Donna.
All right. Bye bye. All right, so did everybody get that? I hope you really got that. That was a great description. I mean, it might not fit everyone out there, but it sure would fit a lot of us. And so the idea here is to really get clear. If you're looking for work, or you want to change jobs, or if you've been laid off and you want another job, please don't come from lack. Please don't come from, wouldn't it be nice if I could get? No. Draw it out. What do you want? Become empowered. This is your life. Don't walk around with your tail between your legs being meek. That's just not allowed. You're better than that. It's about really deciding what it is you want to claim. And then noticing if there's doubts within you, and it's what I was saying before, it's about learning how to neutralize it and eliminate them. And if you are having problems neutralizing and eliminating them, then I suggest you call me privately. So if you want to call me offline to schedule a consultation, I'm happy to do that for you. My telephone number is 216-691-1233, and I'd be happy to email you information about consultations at info. All you have to do is email me, say I want information on consultations, info@akashicwisdom.com. We can get at the bottom of what's going on for you. I can help you understand what your core issues are and how to neutralize them. So if that's of importance to you, give me a call. Don't wait. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So I want to thank you all for listening. I want you to have a wonderful, miracle-filled week. Know that you are as magnificent as you allow yourself to be. So I'm going to close the records for the show by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. With that, I close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Have a great week and feel resurrected to your higher level of being. I love you all. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.